One of the most respected U.S. Congressmen, John Lewis, is speaking in Ann Arbor tonight. This is Lisa Berry and the man inspired by Martin Luther King Jr., who was elected to Congress in 1986 and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2011, will be speaking at Hill Auditorium as part of the Penny Stamp's Distinguished Speaker Series. A group of local high school students will be attending, along with Ypsilanti Community High School art teacher Lynn Settles, and one of her students has been pre-selected to ask the Georgia congressman a question, and they join us now on 89.1 WEMU. Let's begin with you, Lynn. What are you anticipating about tonight's big event?
I'm actually honored to be in his presence. This man is such an icon to the civil rights struggle, and to have my students have the opportunity to meet him, I just think it's great.
How many students are you bringing with you?
We are bringing in about 20 students from the high school, ranging in from 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. And we've been fortunate enough to be pre-selected to ask the congressman a question. So I have two students that are going to stand up and ask him a question.
And we'll get to one of those students in just a moment. But I'm wondering, as a teacher, at this historic moment, what are you hoping the students get out of this?
I'm hoping that they have read all three of his books, the March series. I'm hoping that it brings it more to life for them. Because one thing is to read about it. We've watched the videos. But to actually see him, and hopefully they will get such... it will move them to have a better understanding of the civil rights movement and a better understanding of some of the issues that are going on today and how they have a correlation between the two.
As an Ypsilanti arts teacher, you have been responsible for murals and all sorts of art around town. Is there an art component of you taking these students to hear John Lewis speak?
Well, yes. You know, we also got the opportunity to take part in the comic book contest that the March books sponsored. So two of my students actually this afternoon will be meeting with the artist from the comic books. They will be interviewing with him. So that's how we kind of got turned on to it. And then when this opportunity came up, it just helps to bring everything to life.
And one of those students who will get to ask Congressman John Lewis a question is Junior Diaja Tigner, who joins us now in 89.1 WEMU. Hello, Diaja. How do you feel about tonight's event?
I'm honestly just grateful to meet him.
Do you have a question planned to ask him, and can you share that with us?
Yes, we do. Congressman, thank you. You have devoted your entire adult life to helping people through your work you have done politically and socially. In your words as a speaker and now in the book series, The March. I am the next generation. I am a high school junior, and I will be stepping into the adult world soon. What you have dealt with and fought again seems to be coming back. How should I and my generation continue to prepare ourselves to continue the fight?
And how'd you come up with that question?
Well, we did research on his life, and we realized as juniors in high school, we're still facing some of the issues that he faced. And we just want to know how we should continue to keep this movement going, because there are issues that even as a child he faced, and they're still going on years later.
All right, big night for you tonight. Are you nervous, excited?
I'm actually really nervous. It's kind of nerve-wracking to meet someone who's so iconic, and they've done so much in history to help, and just to go and ask them a question and be in their presence is really nerve-wracking, but I'm so grateful.
And something you'll probably remember the rest of your life.
Yes, I will.
Diaja Tigner, Jr. at Ypsilanti Community High School, and art teacher Lynn Settles, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU. Hope you have a great event tonight.
Thank you. You too.